100.
Blech. All right. Going to see plenty of triple digits here.
Next few days. Brace yourselves, guys.
Into this weekend. Hey, we're joined this morning by Leland Daines, the Executive Director of Visit Emporia, is with us here this morning. Leland, how are you?
Morning, gentlemen.
Nice to have you here. How are you today?
Well, I'm fantastic. It's always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Hey, always a pleasure to talk to you, Leland. And we want to talk this morning about the transient guest tax. It tells you what goes to support all kinds of activities in and around Emporia, and Leland wants to delve into that a little bit, and I guess we're even more than on the comeback trail here, aren't we?
Well, that's just it. I want to share the successes of the community with the community, and I can't stress enough that it is a community effort that helps drive that fund. But first and foremost, perhaps a brief explanation of what that is exactly. The transient guest tax is a tax imposed upon hotels. And so I think it's really important for local Emporians to recognize this is a fund predominantly provided by transient guests, our visitors that are staying a night in a hotel. So unless you and your family spend a night in an Emporia hotel, you're not contributing to that tax fund. And so therein lies the importance of having these big special events that we have, attracting interstate travelers to pull over and stay over. Because while it's out-of-town dollars, it does stay here locally. It gets returned to the city. So it's a great fund to have, and it's used for the promotion of tourism and the enhancement of tourism. So we use that fund to then further enhance community features that would then be a benefit both to the locals and to potential visitors.
And, Leland, what is that guest tax?
At 7%.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a 7% tax rate. So when you stay, and this is common anywhere you would go as an Emporian visiting other locations, 7 is right about in the average for the state. Some communities are at 6, many are at 8%. And so that's the rate that Emporia approved about 6 years ago. As of this point this year, as most can imagine, many communities view themselves still in recovery mode in this post-pandemic climate, increasing gas prices, but the little community of Emporia is doing better than that. In fact, we are 15% above our highest year ever, 2019, pre-COVID, and on track to finish the fiscal year strong. The third quarter of this year is actually the final quarter of the transient guest tax fiscal year. It runs from fourth quarter to third quarter. And so we're three quarters of the way there. And despite the climbing gas prices, there's really no indication. In fact, the studies currently out there show that vehicular travel is actually up and preferred right now over airline travel, and that's good for Emporia. So the indications would be is that we will finish out this fall season strongly.
What do you see as driving that here, Leland? I know that our events list has been always robust. Is that really the key here? Is the return of the events and more of a pre-COVID flow than we've seen in quite some time?
That is a big part of it. The events, folks would have noticed, were back to full strength. Even with Dynamic Disc Open being smaller than it has in years past, it was still beyond capacity of our hotels and filled many Airbnbs. And that's another important distinction for folks to know is Airbnb does collect transient guest tax as well. So when a person rents a private residence through Airbnb, transient guest tax is collected and remitted back to the city of Emporia. And so that's a colossal help. The other thing is just interstate travel. We often take for granted that I-35 is out there, and some of our highest occupancy simply comes from interstate travelers. And we actually get a tremendous amount from Minneapolis in the Southwest. So these are snowbirds traveling south and then returning home, or southerners moving up north for the summertime. So we, given our position, we're very centrally located on that interstate and the confluence of the turnpike. And so there's a tremendous amount of overnight stays generated by interstate traffic.
Leland Daines, Director of Visit Emporia, with us here on our morning show. It is 6:54 on our way to 100 today. It is 67 degrees right now. Well, Leland, what kind of dollars are we talking about overall? You mentioned, we're up 15% over the highest year in 2019. What kind of dollars are we looking at? And how do you determine how these dollars are distributed? Who decides that?
Those are great questions, Ron. So to answer your first question about the actual dollars amount, The highest posted year would have been 2019, and the city received $720,000 in transient guest tax. My current predictions right now, if we remain about 15% over, we could see as much as $800,000 at the end of this year, between $750 to $800. So we fully expect to surpass that 2019 high. As of this very moment, compared to 2019, in this year, 2022, we've collected $475,000 to date. And this same time last year, in 2019, we would have collected right at $400,000. So we are about $415,000, I believe. And so we are ahead of schedule, ahead of pace, which is good news.
Yeah, good.
It's actually the city commission is the ultimate authority over how to spend those dollars, but the city did create many years ago the Convention and Visitors Advisory Board, which is a volunteer board of community members who want to help create strategy and provide recommendations to the city commission on how that funding is to be used.
And the advisory board does, receive grants from people here locally having events kind of on the smaller scale too, don't they?
Absolutely. So Visit Emporia actually requests and is annually approved a portion of our budget for small grant requests. People can apply directly to Visit Emporia for sums under $5,000. For appropriations greater than $5,000, those do go directly to the Convention and Visitors Advisory Board, who then makes the recommendation for the City Commission to approve or deny or modify or what have you. So, opportunities are available, and the city has shown a great interest in wanting to support events that bring tourists.
Good news this morning, Leland. Way to go. Way to bring it here.
Well, thank you to the entire community. Again, it's certainly a community-wide effort, and everyone in the service industry in particular, our hoteliers, our restaurants, our gas stations, our retail shops, the agencies providing events, the organizations bringing tourists to town. It's certainly a collective effort, and we're certainly, everyone should be proud. And every community member that greets those visitors with a smile and makes them feel welcome. We have a high return rate, so we get multiple return visits through our data collection agency. We're able to tell that people are returning to Emporia, and the welcoming attitude of our citizens is a big part of that.
Well, Leland, thanks for the visit.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Leland Daines, Director of Visit Emporia, with us. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning at 6:56.
Attention USE 253 families. Online enrollment for Emporia Public Schools is now open and will continue through Monday, August.